Hi, I am Coquetta Spratt, and I'm in a rather giddy mood because it is almost 6 in the morning and I haven't slept at all. I'm a little sleep deprived, which means I have no filter, and I'm going to be incredibly blunt, which means it is the perfect time to finally do my first questionnaire, which I have been wanting to do since Halloween, but I was too shy to do it. So, why not? And I literally just posted a script fill on GWA that was by Von Scriptenstein. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. When I found this questionnaire, I thought, oh, it is perfect. It is a sign. It is fate. And I'm still sleep deprived. So yes. Plus, I wanted something that was sexual because, I mean, why not have that be the first one I do? So, here is Von Scriptenstein / Steens, because I don't know which it is. Super sexual questionnaire about sexy sex stuff. I just snapped my fingers. I don't know if you could hear it, but I did it. And I also batted my eyes like a complete dumbass as if people could see it. Anyway, I'm going to go into the first question. What other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Ow. I'm really giddy and I just accidentally hit my hand to the table. Okay, so I love GWA. I love audios. I didn't think I would because ASMR has always been kind of iffy for me, but these are just, they're great. They're awesome. I love them. Especially, and again, this is the blunt side coming out because why not? One of my favorites is actually, oh my god, I'm gonna come off as a stalker, I fucking swear. I just recorded his script, I'm recording his questionnaire, and he has an audio that is the cure, I'm saying that, like, I don't speak English, the cure to a bad day. And I have listened to that recording, like, several hundred bajillion times. That's obviously an exaggeration. So, that's not technically a subreddit, but I frequent that recording quite a bit. It is a favorite, and there's no other one I listen to more than that. Yeah. I also love Stupid Sluts Club, because I myself would like to think that I am a slut. I just don't have the sex part, so I can't post on there. But I love reading raunchy, unfiltered stories that are just unpredictable, and they're like, they're just ridiculous, but they're great, and they're outspoken, and all of these people that post on here are unapologetically themselves, and I fucking love it. Still just a little bit giddy and hyper. But I love Stupid Sluts Club, and the stories on there are great, and I've visualized them because they're fun. I also love, Big Titty Goth Girlfriends, because, okay, so I'm bisexual. Girls are so nice to look at. Girls are lovely. I love girls. But, of all kinds, okay? But, there is no hotter type of girl than a goth girl with really nice boobs. I mean, come on. It's awesome. It's great. I mean, while you're focusing on her tits, you can be getting black lipstick on the other, you know? I mean, I don't know if that made sense. It probably sounded really stupid. Probably. But that's me. But I love goth girls. So I love Big Titty Goth Girlfriend. And I also follow the BDSM community because I love BDSM, obviously. I mean, why else would I follow it? It's great. That's like my main kink is BDSM. And also BDSM community and then just our BDSM, yeah. But my number one is still probably GWA. Just because, I mean, I suck at visualizing things. Like, I hate watching porn while I'm trying to masturbate or reading something while I'm trying to masturbate, but, you know, I can close my eyes, I can visualize someone and their great sexy voice and just imagine the scenario and go to town. Did I really just say go to town? Oh, God. and I'm about to put this on the internet. Great. I'm gonna go to the next question. If you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits? And contributing there, I really can't speak. I contribute to Pillow Talk Audio. I think that's the name of it. I haven't posted on there in a while, I think. I don't know. Yeah, Pillow Talk Audio. And that's the only other audio one I post to. I would love to post to other ones. I just haven't really ventured out to look for some. But as far as, like, any other subreddits that are erotic, I post to Our Boobs. I posted 2 pictures there. I haven't done it since because the last time I posted, I got a bunch of negative comments when I put the caption, "Say anything you like." So I'm a little insecure about posting my boobs again, just because, you know, obviously. But I've also posted to BBW because I am a bigger woman. I'm plus size. Yeah. I'm curvy. I got them curves. although I can't, I tried posting to Curvy Girls or Curvy Women. I don't remember what the subreddit was called, but my post got removed, and I swear it's because I didn't have big tits, a tiny waist, you know, the hourglass figure. I didn't have that, and my post got removed. So that's how I ended up on BBW, and people on BBW are just sweet. They're so kind. So I would like to post to other ones. I want to post to BDSM someday, but what am I going to post? Am I going to tie myself up? Oh god, that would be awkward. Well, not awkward, but I don't know. That's, yeah, okay. Next question. What is your ideal body type and a sexual partner, and why does this turn you on? Okay. So, I like bigger people. And I say people because, yeah, I'm bisexual, girls and guys. But I'm also, at the same time, I would like to make it clear, because I can talk about people's bodies for days. I love bodies. But personality and the whole mindset and just, you know, them, like, the person itself is my biggest priority. I fall in love with the person. Looks are just a bonus. If that makes sense. But for guys, I love bigger guys. I love the dad bods. I've never been attracted outside of Bill Skarsgård, which is in itself creepy enough because I'm terrified of clowns. Outside of Bill Skarsgård, I'm not interested in skinny guys. I've never really been physically attracted to skinny guys. It just, it's the same way with, like, overly muscular guys. Like, one of my biggest physical turn-ons are big arms on a guy. But that doesn't necessarily mean muscly. I hate big muscles because it's just, I've been hugged with big muscles and it's hard in, like, the uncomfortable way, and I'm not a fan. But I love, like, big teddy bear arms because they can both, like, big teddy bear arms are capable of keeping you safe but also holding you down and making you squirm. Yeah. So I like bigger guys. Chubby guys are underrated. They're great. They're fun. I love them. And then with girls, I also love chubbier girls because thick thighs save lives. And I'm not speaking about my own. I'm talking about girls. I love thighs, especially thighs on a girl, because they're just, when I think of, like, things I would do to a girl, it's, my mind always goes to thighs. I just want to, like, kiss up, bite them, run my nails down. That's, like, one of my go-to things. I always just unintentionally run my nails across bodies, and I love doing it on thighs. It's just so fun, and I love watching them squirm, and I'm going on it, you know, I'm I'm going on a monologue here. But I have my preferences for body types for men and women, but overall I like the person. The person is the main key interest, and looks are a bonus, you know. What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? Besides Bill Skarsgård, which I don't even really, I just, when I see him in a movie, I'm just like, yes, he could get it. But overall, like, lately, for like the last 5 months, I have been completely obsessed with this porn couple. So they're not Hollywood celebrities, because it says this doesn't have to be Hollywood celebrities. They are a porn couple that I know mostly from Twitter. her name is Baby Sid, and his name, I don't remember his username, but his name is Levi. They're married, and they're adorable. They have an open relationship, and they... he's covered completely in tattoos everywhere. he's got, like, a decent mustache, and I love facial hair. And then she has such beautiful lips, and she's got cute little boobs, and she's got the cutest fucking ass I have ever seen. Like, if I could have sex with just any couple, it would be them. I love them. They're adorable. I love them. I don't think I've ever been obsessed with a porn star, let alone twos, but I love them. They're hot. I love them. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? Well, I have only had sex with one person. And I hit my mic. I've only had sex with one person. I've had sexual moments with other people. But I've only had, like, actual penetrative penis and vagina sex once. I can't believe I just said that. But, I mean, even, like, the people even the people I've just, you know, dated, hung around, been interested in, they've all been vanilla, which is unfortunate because I have kinks and they are not being, you know, dealt with. So, because I am usually around vanilla people, I have not had a lot of filthy things said to me. Now, I've had people, you know, try to play with the whole DDLG, BDSM, Dom sub thing, but it all feels so forced. And I don't get me wrong, I appreciate the effort so much. I appreciate it. Sometimes it works, but sometimes it's just like, okay, this feels really forced. Can we move on to just whatever was about to happen that I already know was going to happen? No one has ever said anything filthy to me that didn't feel forced or didn't feel rehearsed. Does that make sense? And it also adds up with, if I've said anything filthy. I have never said anything. Okay, so overall, what is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? Nothing. The only thing somewhat related to the things I like is, oh no, I'm not hurting you, am I? Which is a major turnoff for me. Like, if I'm uncomfortable, you will know. And so because of that, I've never had the chance to really say anything filthy. I think filthy things and I fantasize about filthy things, but I don't know if I've ever actually said anything filthy to someone, which is unfortunate because I love dirty talk and I've never had proper dirty talk, and it's sad. And now I'm getting all pouty. I don't know. No one's ever said anything filthy to me. Which is unfortunate, but I'm kind of used to it. But I don't know. if I had it my way, I would be told a bunch of filthy things. Like, just put me in my place. Make sure I know where we stand, and I would just give myself over completely and be a perfect little cum slut. Is that a long enough pause? Next question. I swear I'm being so awkward. If anyone actually makes it through, you know what? Tell me if you make it all the way through, because I will be impressed. Because I swear I ramble, and I'm awkward, and I'm taking away this whole facade that my audios have because I've been told that my voice is sexy, even though I still don't believe it. And I don't know. I feel like I'm just, by allowing people to hear me and not, you know, something that I'm acting out, I feel like I'm removing everything, and people are just going to be like, wait, I got off to that? Yikes. So let me know if you get all the way through, and let me know if anyone's opinion on me has changed. Oh god, I'm opening a door with that one. What question am I on? Okay, describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of, either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some other aspect that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. Oh my goodness. Okay, so this hits on, like, two different things. The immense satisfaction is going to be questionable when I actually reveal why I'm satisfied by this. Okay. I can't give too many specific details without, I don't know, the idea of this person accidentally stumbling across this. I'm going to give vague details, but I'm sure you'll still get the gist of it. So, I was still a teenager. 18, 19, that area. I honestly don't remember how old I was. I just know I was a teen. Mature teen. What's the word I'm looking for? Legally an adult. Yes, I was legally an adult. 18, 19, I don't remember. I remember the stupidest details about this. Okay, so he's like 3-4 years older than me. We met online. Hung out. Da 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 da. And we were in his car. We were in a parking lot. We just left. I can't say what restaurant. We left a restaurant and we stopped in a parking lot. And this was in a small town. So it was like the parking lot was dead. And we're talking. We're flirting. We're, you know, this was going to be a friends with benefits situation because I was at a place where I was like, fuck relationships. I don't need them. I don't know what sound I just made. But we start getting touchy, and I end up giving him head. You know, that's not the awkward part. I like giving head. It's fun. I like making people squirm. And he was squirming. So, on top of it, this is when I learned I like to make people squirm. Because this was the first time I've ever sucked some guy's dick. Yes. This is my first actual, like, physical sexual encounter with someone of, you know, the male species. I'm awkward. Oh my god. And, you know, I'm going to town. I'm, you know, working my mouth because I like, I'm curious. I'm experimenting and I'm just, you know, playing around. And he gets really squirmy. And he starts cursing under his breath. And his hand goes to the back of my head. And he grabs a fistful of my hair. And that was the first time I was like, ooh, harder, please, please. And he's just, you know, this is going on for like 5 minutes. I'm trying not, I don't want him to just like straight out come in my mouth because I want to enjoy it. You like, he's already enjoying it. It's very clear, but I want to enjoy it. So I'm going, you know, at a moderate pace and he's enjoying, he's getting squirmy. His thighs keep twitching. And I loved the reaction I was getting from him. Loved it. Because I was like, ooh, I'm capable of doing this. Could it be that I am capable of sexually satisfying the male species? And I just said male species again. What is wrong with me? Anyway, he tenses up and he pulls my head back accidentally. And he quickly zips up his pants. And he's like, yep, that's the cops. And I turn behind me and I don't see anyone. And I'm just sitting there, and then suddenly a car shows up behind us and the lights go on. I'm like, oh great, fuck, okay. And the cop shows up and he's like, well, you know, how old are you, and da 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 da, because I did not look my age, I looked younger. So he was worried that there was some, you know, shady shit going on. And we were just like, oh, we're just hanging out, you know, it's just, yeah, we're hanging out, can we go now? And this officer, he knows shit was going down, okay? He can't prove it because, I mean, this looked like just an abandoned car because the guy left his headlights on. Why? I don't know. He left his headlights on. And so he couldn't prove that anything happened, but he eyes us and he looks at us and he gives us, you know, this shady look. And he's like, well, the next time you two want to hang out, why don't you do it at one another's house? Okay? Can we do that? And yeah, that night ended, but it was fun. Every time I think about that night, I just think about how fun it was sexually and how I satisfied him, even though he didn't get to finish. But he was enjoying it. I was enjoying it. And I laugh over the fact that my first sexual experience with the guy was interrupted by a fucking cop. I mean, how rude. Next question. Which part of your body do you think is the most attractive? And what do you like about your body? Well, since the whole... I have a love-hate relationship with my body. I hate it half the time, and half the time I love it. I haven't loved it very much since the whole incident with curvy girls or whatever the fuck it was called. And I don't know. I like to think I have, like, really nice thighs. Because my thighs are super, super sensitive. So I love, you know, like, the sensitive, slow touching and, you know, just the biting, the kissing, all that fun stuff. I love that on my thighs. And when I feel that good, like, when I feel that good, I love my thighs. I love them because it's like, I have big thighs, but right now there's more to touch and they're just all over. And then sometimes they just look fucking good, you know? Other than that, I think I have a decent face. My face is okay. I think it's not bad, but, you know, it's at least a 5 out of 10. Oh my god. Yeah, okay. But I like my thighs. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex or passive and submissive? What about this mindset and behavior makes sex better for you? It depends for me. Because I consider myself a switch. I'm like 90% submissive. And not just any kind of submissive. I'm a bratty submissive. I love being punished. I love getting reactions. I love, you know, the whole stern voice when I'm being a bad girl. So I'm a bratty sub. But then there's that 10% where I'm just like, ooh, I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling myself. I am one bad bitch. And that's when I feel dominant. And I'm just like, I want to take control in bed. I want to be, you know, I want to be in control. I want to make you squirm. I want to do this. And I think that's... It comes with me wanting to make someone squirm. And just also just that fact that anyone would even, you know, consider trusting me that much. That's a big deal for me. Because I'm not a full-time dom. I'm that 10%. But I like it, you know? It depends. If I'm feeling like one bad bitch, I'm probably more dominant and I'm more aggressive and I take more control. But then there's me 90% of the time that's just like, ooh, have your way with me. Do whatever you want. Take me, daddy. I don't know why I said it like that. That sounded more like I was being sarcastic. I actually do have a daddy kink. Okay. Next question. What is your go-to fetish? Embarrassing or not, what fetish is almost guaranteed to get you off? BDSM. Always. That was a lot of stuttering. I used to think that I was really, like, sexually into DDLG, and I'm still into DDLG, but it's more of an emotional thing. I don't know if I really sexualize it as much as I used to. It's probably up there with the whole 90-10% thing, where 10% of the time I find it, you know, sexual, and I'm just like that. But overall, I'm more submissive in the BDSM sense, if that makes sense. Whereas with DDLG, it's more of a comfort thing. It's a therapeutic thing, and it just... I over-romanticize the idea of feeling safe, because I crave feeling safe. I need that. And that's where I love DDLG. But without a doubt, no matter what, BDSM will always get me off, whether it is a audio, the occasional porn, the visuals, the movie Secretary, you know, which is, but, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but BDSM is the answer. I love it. Take me. My laugh is weird. Okay. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm to yourself for hours. I have that situation all the time. This doesn't have to be some quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. You can take your time and do it upright. What are you going to do to make yourself feel good? Well, if anyone has seen my profile, you know that I love Marilyn Manson. I love his music. It is my favorite. It's up there with Nine Inch Nails. And I have a whole, like, fuck playlist. I love it. but Marilyn Manson's always in it. Always. Without a doubt. Along with the song Closer by Nine Inch Nails. But I always set the scene with Marilyn Manson's music. It's usually Heart-Shaped Glasses that I start with, or Cake and Sodomy, or Blood Honey, or... I don't remember the song, but I have a whole list. And then I always get comfortable wherever, whether it's, you know, in a desk chair, shower, bed, whatever. I am just now learning how to enjoy masturbation again, FYI. So this is going to sound weird because it's going to sound like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about because I kind of don't. So I have somewhat small hands and I don't like a lot of attention on my clit. I love penetrative action. I love the rough part of it. I love the quickness of it, but too much attention on my clit freaks me out and it's a major turnoff for me. I don't know why. I don't know what the deal is, but I don't like too much attention. It freaks me out. So I have searched far and wide. I swear I've gone on a fucking hobbit-like adventure to try and find the perfect sex toy, and I finally did. So I have the sex toy, and I am enjoying masturbation again. So this sex toy, it is silicone, it is clear, and its name is Simon, because Simon says, fuck me. If anyone laughed, tell me, because I know that's a terrible joke. No, but seriously, I do call it Simon. But I have this thing, and if you regularly listen to my audios, anytime there's a blow, like, lately, since if there's a blowjob sequence, or I actually put in the thing that there was a real orgasm, Simon has made an appearance. He was present for all of those, for all the blowjobs, and for all the real orgasms. He's been there. Which means he was in my most recent one. It's sitting on my desk in front of me right now. But the reason I've searched so far and wide for the perfect dildo is because it's a running joke I've made with myself, but it's kind of true. I've never found anything that allows me to fuck myself the way I need to be fucked. I can never fuck myself hard enough. This thing allows me to, and I can't remember the last time I actually came with the toy. So this is very special to me. So Simon and I have a go at it while Marilyn Manson is playing, and I go at it until I'm just a wet mess and I just need to wash my sheets or whatever. You know? Fun shit like that. I'm gonna go to the next question now. Yeah. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or doing anything else even remotely sexual? No, because my life is boring. Although when I had my first sexual experience ever, it was with a girl. I was worried that my parents were going to walk into my bedroom because I'm a loud moaner. I don't fake that on my audios. I'm a loud moaner. And so I'm literally just have my head buried in a pillow and I'm terrified someone in my family is just going to walk through the door. Luckily no one did, so I haven't had that type of mortifying feeling. I don't even know if I said mortifying right. I can't honestly think if it's a real word at the moment because I'm so sleep deprived. Cheating fantasies are often pretty common, but cuckolding/cuckqueening, I've never heard the term cuckqueening, is less so. If being a cuckold, cuckqueen is a fantasy of yours, what about it turns you on the most? I don't have that fantasy, so I'm gonna go to the next one. I also don't have cheating fantasies, so again, next one. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, or experienced that really shaped who you are as a sexual person? That's a tough one. Probably, okay. In lack of better words, because I can't give a specific moment. Tumblr. Before, was it Yahoo that bought it? I don't know. Before it went down the shithole and porn was banned. When Tumblr was still the best for, like, free porn and just GIFs and pictures and all that fun stuff, just real genuine people, you know, then it was there. That probably shaped it, and that was when I was like 16, 17, and that's also when I first got into DDLG and BDSM. Obviously I didn't take part in it, because why would I at that age? But I definitely was exploring, like, my own interest, and that's when I found it. So I'll probably go with that, just Tumblr, because Tumblr had a lot of fun stuff before, you know, it suddenly became a shithole. Next question. Age is what you make of it, but most people have some relatively hard limits on age difference. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? What is the cutoff point? I've never actually thought about this. I'm not into people younger than me. For girls, I like girls that are my own age, like, you know, 5 years, that type of thing. With guys, however, I like older men, like 30s. Like, I'm in my early 20s. And I like people who are, like, almost 30 or in their 30s or, hell, even 40s. What I think for my cutoff would probably be, like, 60s, 70s, and so forth. What's that? I can't think of the word. Whatever. Anything older than 60. There, we'll go with that. Because in lack of better words, I want a daddy, not a granddaddy. That was another really bad joke, and if you laughed... Okay. but I don't really think a lot about age, because I like older men. That's about it. I like girls my age. That's about it. I don't like granddaddies, but I like daddies. I don't know. I've always believed, though, that, like, I like the experience that comes with, like, older men. I'm sure I have daddy issues at some... I'm sure I have some. Am I aware of them? Not really. But I like older men. I've always been that way. Well, not always, since I ever started thinking about people sexually, so probably like 15, 14, so forth. I like older people. What is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? Blowjob guy involving the police. I knew him for less than a month. Probably like a few weeks. Maybe 2 weeks? I don't know. I knew him for less than a month, though. I know that. So yeah, probably that. It takes a lot for me to be intimate with someone, though. Like, I have to trust them. Which is weird, because I want one-night stands, and I want just, like, fun sexual experiences, but it's also... I'm, like, terrified of today's culture, in a way. Because, I don't know, I'm not terrified of sex, I'm just terrified of the shit that could happen because of sex, so, I don't know. Would you like some making fuck Berserker? If you get this reference without looking it up, congratulations. I'm sleep deprived, but I watch a shit ton of movies and shows. Okay. I can't say for certain, but why the hell does that make me think of Trailer Park Boys? It sounds like a Rickyism. I don't know if any... It makes me think of Trailer Park Boys. But it also makes me think of, what is it? Something Canadian. It makes me think of Canada. I don't know why. I'm searching it on my phone right now. I'm just searching making fuck berserker into it, but it still makes me think of Trailer Park Boys. Is that Kevin Smith? Oh, okay, it's Clerks, I think, unless I put it in wrong. It's okay, so from Clerks, okay. God, I haven't seen that movie in fucking forever. I saw that like 4 or 5 years ago, but I... Decent movie, though. But still makes me think of Trailer Park Boys. Okay, I've answered all the questions, and if you've made it through, I'll be impressed, because I'm weird, and I don't know if anyone actually wants to listen to me without a script, because I think I take away a bunch of the sexual appeal that may come with my supposed sexual sexy voice. I don't know. It's still 6 in the morning. I still haven't slept. But I don't know. This was really fun, though. I'd love to do this. It makes me wish that I did the Halloween one, because I'm obsessed with horror movies. So I wish I had done it, but I was just too nervous. Like, no one wants to hear what I have to say. And it's so likely that no one wants to hear what I have to say, but I'm still doing it. So, thank you for listening. I had fun. I'm gonna sign off now, I guess. Sign off, I don't know. But thanks for listening.